not a very detailed presentation, but it shows you basically a very fast test by Maxim Skinner to fit the secret data set. We have starting model on the only grid, 30 by 30 by 25, it's also the inversion grid, two cells between set. Error for 5%, starting RMS 7.27, number of pairs 7, number of responses 8, number of sites 100. So it took 2.6 days, and we only used two iterations to bring down the RMS to 2.54. So I'm just going to show you a number of, for example, slices. Yes. Starting at 3.2 kilometers, everything looks nice and blue. From 1 ohm meter up to 1,000 ohm meters. Down to 5 kilometers. Start to now. I think we have to realize then that we flip it. So this is to the north. We're starting to see this northeasterward contact at 7 kilometers.
So it's
coming in there, nice and clean, 9 kilometer depth, and now continue at 11, but breaking up a little bit.
Yeah.
And yeah, and nice resistance over here to be. That would be to the west of it. It's 13 kilometers coming in, even more conductive to the north. And blowing up. Yeah, we don't see this east-west conductor that much as you saw in the data around here. Still to the north and a little bit to the south. 22 kilometers are starting to combine into one conductor. As we go deeper. But no east-west sign as far as I can see. Yeah. So now it's more conductive on this side and resistive on that side. So altogether a very nice model. Whether it has anything to do with the truth remains to be seen.
But similar to
But we don't see the east-west trend that you noticed on your apparent resistivity.
On apparent resistivity.
Remember, you saw an east-west.
Yeah, at the longest period,